Good. I think that if you look at the local government bill, it is rather misplaced, because we would have thought that the minister would concentrate on the issues of devolution of power, which are a constitutional issue under Chapter 14, and at least bring about a bill which seeks to make provincial councils and metropolitan councils a reality in Zimbabwe. But he has just come up with a bill that seeks to punish especially local authorities by firing mayors, chairpersons and councillors, and that's rather unfair, because it also distracts the issue of service delivery within this particular city. But what you also have to note that is problematic about this bill is that, one, like I said, it doesn't speak into issues of devolution, but it also talks about an independent tribunal. But funny enough, the independent tribunal, which is supposed to deal with issues of those that have been fired or suspended, is not independent in any way, because the minister is the one who appoints the members of this particular tribunal, the first thing. And then the second thing is that those same people who constitute the tribunal, their salaries and the allowance are going to be determined by the minister. Not only that, it also means that the local authority itself that has been affected by the suspension is the one that is going to pay for these particular allowances. For most local authorities right now, they are struggling and they do not have any money. Where would they get money to pay salaries and allowances of people that have been cherry-picked by the minister of local government? Because what's going to stop the minister from appointing his own friends and appointing any other of his maybe party functionaries and the like, and seeking to enrich them through the stripping of local authorities? These are some of the problems that I see about this particular bill.
And indications that maybe this bill is going to pass anyway in parliament, because ZANU-PF has got the majority in parliament.
No, I get your point, but at the moment I think people can almost celebrate or ride on the current crest of success that has come through. Let's look at what happened with the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission deal. After most people in Zimbabwe had managed to refuse or had given an adverse report and struck down that particular deal, the Minister of National Healing, who is the Vice President Mpogo, had to withdraw that particular deal, and now it is being recrafted again. So I believe that with the current running way, most people in Zimbabwe have refuted or have refused this particular bill. We are just hoping that the bill will be taken back to the Minister of Local Government so that it can be more serious in fixing these issues and attend to the issues that people are raising.